horrible fucking scary shit to have.
Yeah.
It's like I can just brush right past you and fucking do some terrible dark shit. You know, I could be walking. Like, I was gonna have some guys, like, they're talking to them in the police station. You know, he's like, hey, have some donuts and shit like that. Tell me about that killer. Oh, man, that guy escaped us like Dexter. You know, he's like listening to him and talking shit. No. So he's like, well, fucking, oh, that sucks. Well, I hope you guys find him. And like, yeah, we think he's down at the pier. So he's like, all right, he slaps him on the leg. I'll see you. Well, I hope you guys get him. And he slaps him on the leg or something. And they see him, right? So then he's in his, you know, bad guy garb and shit. Like, let's go kick his ass and shit. And he sits there and takes a bite out of a fucking, like, a chocolate bar. And his leg is fucking bit off. He's like, ah, like his leg just falls and snaps off and shit like that. So he's bleeding. He's like, what the fuck happened? He's all the way over there. How'd he even do that shit, man? And, you know, it's because that fucking...
I think his enemy should be diabetes.
Huh?
Diabetes. His enemy should be diabetes.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, diabetes.
Yeah, it should be like a guy that just, if he touch you, you'll have diabetes and shit. Or some shit like that.
Diabetes, man?
Yeah,
that'd
man.
That'd be the worst feeling. The worst.
Well, you got the dude that turn, if he touch you, you turn to candy and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but diabetes.
So, diabetes got to be his enemy, bro.
Well, I'm saying, that's a villain. And our hero is to stop this villain.
Wait, is he? Oh, wait.
This is a villain.
A villain? So yeah. The hero is diabetes?
Huh?
The hero is diabetes? That's like a...
That's the worst.
That's some crazy shit.
That's a one-shot hero, though. I want, you know... If anything, he has an antidote to heal bad shit. If you don't have a hero like that. The heroes of my comic books to combat him have other skills and shit. I'm just trying to find...
Or that's the name of the guy that... The sweet guy. Well, what was his name? What's the dude's name?
Snack Man. Because I want him to take pieces of you, like snacks and shit like that. Healing, like that one guy told you, like, he'll take his leg away, he'll take his body away, and just touch other small objects to make him snacks, bits and pieces and shit like that. He'll, like, keep him alive, so he can keep touching him and touching something else to make snacks out of his body and keep transmuting all his body parts into snacks and shit. And give it to people to store. And when there's nothing left, that's it. They'll fucking find holes, they'll find people, like carcasses and shit, with holes missing out of them. Like, what the fuck happens is.
So, Snack Man is the bad guy?
Snack Man's totally a bad guy. Are you kidding me? That's horrible.
So, who's the good guy? What's the good guy's name?
Oh, I got a couple of good guys and shit. I got one good guy that throws some shit. I got one good guy who exhorts powers. I got other heroes to combat Snack Man and shit like that. They all have their own unique powers and traits and shit. I'm trying to think of unique villains to fight them. And that's where Snack Man came from. He's just a unique villain to come out of nowhere and you'd be like wondering how the fuck all these crimes are being committed, especially nobody around and shit. They keep seeing this guy because he has to be somewhat present. So, you know, because of range attack. So, you know, so he has to be somewhere around, and they figure that out, but they're like, well, fuck, this guy keeps escaping. What the hell's his motivation? Where the fuck's he come from? What's he doing? How's he even attacking people and shit like that? You know, that whole bullshit. I think I have the guy that can absorb powers.
He'll absorb his... guy that can absorb the Snack Man's power?
Yeah. He'll, like, absorb it enough, but see, everybody in my world has a weakness and a skill. Like, the guy can absorb powers, he can absorb powers, yeah. But he don't know how to fucking use them. He'll take your power of whatever the fuck you gave him, but he don't know how to fucking use it.
This the hero?
This is a hero.
A hero.
Yeah, one of the heroes. One of many shit, dude.
And is there other villains in this story?
Yeah. Oh, dude. There's all kinds of villains. Like I told you, I'm trying to think of unique enemies only for now. I got so many heroes, I want a lot of villains and shit, dude. I try to think of the worst ways to die. And unique, fun ways to die.
So is all the heroes like one entity, or do they become a team, or is just like
they're meshes? They break up and break down, and you know all that shit, dude. They get together when they want shit, dude. I don't like trying to. I don't like Avenger in it. I like people always think they can lone wolf that shit, and then maybe if they can't, like they're all bounty hunters and shit. So they say, hey, I can't handle this job. I need Dre, and Dre's there. Or, hey, help me out. Okay, well, fine, we'll help you out cause for money and shit like that. But beyond money, there's also reasons and shit. Everybody tries to find themselves. Like, I got the main character. He tries to find out what's going on with the world and his past, as he does a certain job, he's kind of trying to be picky. And this other guy's like, man, fuck it. The job's a job. Let's get paid. Let's eat. Fuck that shit. Let's just kill everybody and just do work, man. Crazy. Another guy's like, man, good, bad, a job's a job. Let's take all the jobs on and shit like that. Let's do that shit. You know, it's different morals, different values and shit like that for everybody and shit, bro. So. Everybody has a little breakdown in what the fuck they want to do and shit. But, you know, as of this one right here, this is a job for money. I think I had the story start like this. I think in the beginning, I have the guy from a last adventure. They had this rocky road between this one chick. She don't know where she sits with this one guy and shit. So they sit there at the table and they say, like, we need a break to figure out ourselves. Like, let's have a damn date and shit like that. And they're like, well, where are we going to go? Let's go to, it's like a McDonald's. It's like a place you get all kinds of food and shit. That's where they go and shit like that. And they didn't say they're going to go to talk, but that was the thing. They're going both to talk and shit. So they go, and then out of nowhere, this motherfucker kicks down the door and shit. And one's fucking scared and shitless. The other one's fucking dying and shit like that. And he's like, fucking, you know, he's going to kill us and shit like that. And the guy, like, fucking his chest caves in, and he just dies right away. And the other chick's, like, sitting there freaked out. She's just like, you know, she's, like, traumatized. She's, like, just saying, you know, he walks his dog at 6 o'clock and all this other stupid shit. And she's all fucking scared and shit like that. And the guy's like, what the fuck? And he's like, well, that's why we can't have good things right there. I guess we have to work this job and shit like that. And they ask the chick what's up, but they can't figure out what happened to the guy. And they say, well, this isn't the first murder like that. And they start investigating into that murder and shit like that and seeing what the fuck is going on. And nobody can really figure it out. They think it's other bad guys. They keep arresting other bad guys, but it's not them. Like, what the fuck is going on? And then while that's happening, I guess I'll just reveal. I don't want to reveal the villain. It's that chick in the kitchen helping them. Because I actually have that this whole thing, the whole bar that they're in right now.
Yeah.
In the very first comic, this is kind of funny. I thought this idea of, because I wrecked that whole bar in the very first comic. So I think I'll connect that with the story and say that's how, when the mafia took over. They were doing okay business-like, then that bar got wrecked. It's all the hero's fault that everything went to shit, and she got her powers in the first fucking place and shit like that. But right now they're doing really business and successful, and she keeps on saying, I would, all thanks to you guys, if the bar didn't go to shit, you know, we wouldn't have this successful business. But she don't know the dark side of it, shit like that. So then, you know, behind the curtains and shit, like, you know, I guess they'll reveal, like, the people and shit like that. Like, they'll have some cops and say, well, we're on the case of them. Like, what do you mean? Well, and they'll say, like, some revealing shit. They'll, you know, it's a fucking thick person, yada, 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 looks like this and this. And we think they have a range attack, but we were to go tell everybody. We're just going to keep it to ourselves and shit like that. Like, oh, okay. Well, fucking, I heard. And then the person will say, well, I think some shady people came in here. I think it might be this guy. And meet him by the pier and shit like that. I check around there. So I don't trust those motherfuckers that came to the bar. Like, oh, thanks for a lead. Lead turns out to be the same person gave the lead, set him up to get fucking, you know, turned to fucking food and shit like that. And, you know, like I said, like, things will go bad because the parent wants to stop this shit. Like you said, Endgame. The parent's like, hey, we're successful now. Let's stop this shit. I think I have one of the parents try to kill him. And be like, or her, him or her, whatever. So they're trying to kill her and be like, well, fucking, you guys wouldn't be shit without me. I was nothing. I was a nobody. Now I'm something. You want to stop this? You want to fucking kill me and shit like that? So it kills one of the parents and shit like that. And then the other parent would be like, okay, I still love you, baby. That was your crazy dad who got us and all this stupid shit. Let's continue doing whatever you're doing. And that's when they alert the bounty hunters that, like I said, that going cake. So they give them the cake, say, hey, take this cake to go. Like, that's not necessary. No, take the cake to go. And say, it's the daughter, you know, or son, or whoever the fuck. Fucking please help with the cake, you know, in the writing and shit. So then they'll get the cake message. And then I want to have some kind of chase where they fucking have to fight and shit. But after that, I want to have, you know, the beginning, they had that date, the two people.
Yeah.
I wanted to have a chase scene where they run and they meet all the way back at the bar again, and then have the girl sit there and have the guy sit there. Snackman has the hand on the neck. And the girl's like, hey, you know, we're just looking, waiting for you. And like, he's waiting because, like, you know, everything he touches can turn to candy. So he touches his neck real quick. So neck starts having that fucking start changing colors and shit right away. And he can just bite the fucking, like a lollipop, and bite the net, the hell out the chickens and things. Like, what's going on? Like, nothing? And shit like that. It's like, yeah. And they're all talking like everything's all back to where it was, and everybody's all hunky-dory. Had that intensity of like, oh, I can't say shit right now because you could kill the homegirl, but, you know, I can't let you escape kind of shit. And had the stress of that moment right there. And I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna have to save the day, but I think I had somebody punch him in the teeth. And then it's like, oh, good luck biting the hell out of that shit with no teeth and shit like that. And arrest him or some shit at the very end and take him down and shit, dude. But something like that I want to happen, like a little suspenseful moment and shit, dude.